as I send you out, I want to tell everybody a story. So who here can swim? You can raise your hand. There's no shame if you can't. We'll get you lessons, right? Okay. Now, when you swim, can you put your face in the water? Only some people do that, right? Some people are like, oh, I hate the face in the water. I will just swim with my head above the water. Thank you very much. I don't go very far, but I can stay floating. I will live if the boat goes down. I can still, you know, float, right? So how many people can swim underwater? Little duck dive, go down, touch the bottom, get a little bit further, yeah? Okay. So are you learning how to do that? This is participatory, pal. If you know the answers, come on. All right. So you can swim, you can put your face in the water, not everybody likes to. I can swim underwater. You know, how far can you swim underwater? Can you get pretty far? Some of you can stay under better than some of us. It depends on how much buoyancy we have. Yeah, okay. So maybe you can go down and you can get kind of far. Have you ever seen snorkeling? You know what that is with the thing that comes up the back? And so if you have the snorkel on, you can put your face in and keep it in and see the fishes, but you really can't touch the shells at the bottom, can you? Unless you go underneath and then that spout fills up with water, but you can swim, and then you think, I'd like to breathe again, right? And then you come back up to the top. But if you have a snorkel and it's all filled with water, you kind of have to go, boom, boom. You breathe out and it shoots the water out like a whale has a spout, and then you can breathe again. So people with snorkels, they can get away from the water, take a, and go down, 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 and then come back up and go, boom, and clear it. That's good. Now, the next thing, right? Scuba diving. Any scuba divers? Anybody scuba dive? Oh, scuba diving, so cool. But when you train in scuba diving, right, there's a tank of air on the back and there's a mouthpiece. When you're training, they make you go into a swimming pool and you're sitting in 3 feet, you know, you're at the leisure bowl in the short end, right? And then you go under the water and now you got to breathe through that mask. And your body doesn't want to do it. But you have a mask on, and it's oxygen. And so your whole body is every cell in your body is like, do not breathe in. We'll be full of water. But you do it anyway. And you go, and it's amazing. Your lungs are filling with air even though you're under the water. It's amazing. But still, there's something in your body that says, this is a bad idea. This is not how being underwater works. Don't breathe it in. That's how people drown, you know, breathing in water. Okay. There's a place in between snorkeling and scuba diving. See, if you go scuba diving, you have to be trained. You have to pay money and go to the pool and learn how to use the kit. And then one day you go away on holiday and you go, oh, sea turtles, yay, you know. But when you go to resorts, right? I haven't been to a resort. I'm told about this, reliably informed. When you go to resorts, they have this in-between thing. Hi, we know you're just visiting and you haven't been trained on how to scuba dive, but here's what we have. We have the air things and a mask, and we have a big, long hose connected to a tank here in the boat. You can go out and you can go down, but only as far as the hose goes, and you can look at stuff, and we're in the shallows, but you can get a seashell and you can bring it up, you happy tourist who has no scuba diving training. You can do that. And it's like in between. It's like having stabilizers on your bike. You're not really riding a bike, but at least you're kind of moving around on it, yeah? Well, when you guys go in the back, I'm going to tell the people in the front something to do with that idea. About, oh, well, I like to swim. Maybe I put my face in the water. Maybe I can hold my breath. Maybe I can go under. Maybe I can snorkel. I love to go scuba dive. And in between, there's sort of a training toward that. I'm going to talk to them about that idea. When you come back, you get to ask any grown-up in the room, so what was the deal with that? What does that have to do with God? Okay? All right.